This is Scott Becker with a special episode of the Becker's Healthcare, Becker's Digital Health Podcast. We have a chance to visit with digital health expert and journalist Katie Adams. Katie's going to tell us what trends she's watching in the digital health area today. Katie, take a moment. Tell us, what are the trends you're watching currently?
Something I'm seeing more and more of is health systems, particularly the bigger health systems, spending their innovation and investment dollars on digital health companies. So, you know, participating in funding rounds early on for these kind of companies. And, you know, some systems like Ascension or Intermountain kind of dedicating whole venture capital arms to this kind of thing.
I mean, isn't that fascinating to watch, the expansion of that? Ascension, Intermountain, New York Presbyterian, Jefferson Health, more and more not wanting to be just a user, but a participant, an investor, and so forth. And what's driving this? Is it a thrive for inside knowledge, or is it a thrive to, is an effort to sort of bolster healthcare, you know, financial portfolios? What's your sense of what drives this, Katie?
Well, I think when they're making the decision on which digital health startups to invest in, you know, that takes a lot of discernment, especially because digital health includes like such a broad range of categories, you know, from wearables to like very sophisticated AI software for decision support and things like that. So I think they're really just looking to be players in this digital health boom that could really improve the patient experience and patients managing cost of care. I think they're just trying to really be early participators in, you know, digital transformation and what that could mean for the healthcare system.
Thank you. And the record on this for health systems and investors is really all over the board. I think the, you know, some health systems have tried this and really struggled with it and then went to a more formal professional effort on it. Other systems like Providence Venture, and Katie, I'm so happy to teeing up this issue. Providence Venture is part of Providence Healthcare. Providence, you know, hired a leader from Amazon in Martin years ago and built Providence Ventures, and Providence Ventures now is invested in several hundred million dollars in lots of different companies that are often tools used throughout the Providence system. And you really see a mix of this in terms of strategies, where I've seen systems that have made a very structured, very disciplined effort at this, they're far more likely to be successful at it, both financially and usefulness, than those that have not built a sophisticated team to really study, track, and invest. And so it's a fascinating issue because your point, more and more health systems sort of thinking there's this FOMO issue. They don't want to miss out on this investing. But there's also, can they get on the ground floor some of these tools that may be really useful for their health system? It's really a fascinating mix of motives, isn't it?
Yeah, and what you're talking about with Providence and bringing on executives from Amazon is really important because, you know, they're not at odds. When we talk about disruptors, you know, it's what we see more with these investments is health systems really want to be partners with digital health companies and digital health startups so that they can start to implement these tools in a meaningful way that could improve care delivery. So I think by bringing on people from Amazon and, you know, people who have expertise in digital health like that, it can kind of help you weed out red flags of companies that you don't want to invest in. Because there's a lot of questions you have to go over, like, you know, whatever problem this company is trying to solve, are there stakeholders that are going to be willing and able to pay for their product? Are they overestimating their cost of new revenue? Or, you know, do they have a legitimate competitive advantage? I think by bringing on, you know, some of this more outside industry expertise, that could really help you have a successful, you know, venture capital arm for innovative health and things like that.
Well, I think that's so well taken. We always look at these companies, the technology companies, software and service companies, and really look at them. They need to be great at two things. They have to be great on the engineering, the technology, whatever they're actually trying to solve. They have to be great at that. Then they also have to be great at commercialization. And they're really two different things because some people are magnificent at the at building a technology that may or may not solve a specific problem. And some are great at commercializing the technology and selling it and distributing it. And they're both two very needed skill sets. Then it's looking at, can you scale it as well? It's a, this third issue, can it be scaled? Katie Adams, just brilliant. Always great to get a chance to visit with you on what you're watching. This week's issue is this issue of health systems investing in digital health companies and sort of venture capital investing and so forth. And we see more and more of it. I mean, just recently, Advocate Aurora funded this LiveWell, their sort of venture effort connected to the health system to invest in all kinds of things around what they call living well, fitness care, a number of things around health. So much of this. I'm so glad you called this issue out this week. And Katie Adams, always a pleasure to visit with you on what you're watching in the digital health universe. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me on.